carriers, old, you, mortal, the one with the bag, join me on my litter. Watch your words. I alone decide who's worthy to be in my presence. Now come with me. Carriers, proceed. Mortal, what is your name? You must already know my name. But I will introduce myself nonetheless. I am Nyzanth, the demigoddess, daughter of Kylum, god of the sky, to whom you owe all that you have. And how is it that you spend your life? What do you do to add value to this world? A mortal necessity, I suppose. Such things seem base and frivolous to me, but I will not question what you mortals consider valuable. I don't recall giving you permission to speak to me without being spoken to. Though I have granted you the honor of riding on my litter with me, this does not mean that you may address me so freely. But neither do you need to panic so. I am not offended. It matters very little to me how mortals speak to me, so long as they mean no intentional offense. But not all demigods are as patient as I am. I merely offer you advice for your own benefit. Though, in a small village like this, I imagine you may never lay eyes upon another demigod. Ultimately, your question is reasonable, mortal. Though you asked it out of turn, I will tell you why I had you join me, but first, I have more questions for you. What are your thoughts about life in this village? Do you have enough food? Do you struggle at all with beasts or bandits? I see. Demigods do not directly manage the affairs of mortals, of course. We are meant to be worshipped, and we leave such things to other mortals. But mortal leaders are, well, mortal. I like to check in and inform your leaders about what they're neglecting. Yes, that is part of the reason why I had you ride with me. As for why I chose you specifically, I suppose you simply caught my attention. I noticed that while all the other villagers were transfixed by my procession, you were barely watching. You looked as though you had somewhere better to be. On the contrary, I find it sensible. Mortals are always eager to watch us when we pass by, but they don't actually gain very much from it. I've always found it to be a bit foolish, so I appreciate that you only spared me a glance as you went about your business. Of course, I did interrupt your task, but a demigoddess's desires to take priority. Out of curiosity, what were you in the middle of doing? Well, I truly hope that they won't hold your tardiness against you. In fact, I imagine they'll probably be eager to ask you about me. Excellent. You're a quick learner. Well, since you asked me for permission, you may ask your question. Indeed, we're approaching the edge of your village. However, I'm not finished with our conversation. Some demigods might simply tell you to walk back on your own, but I'll have a member of my procession ride you back when I dismiss you. There is something I wish to instruct you on, as I suspect you may be ignorant on the subject. No fault of yours, of course. What do you know about the difference between demigods and mortals? Well, that is not wholly inaccurate, but a bit simplistic. It seems there are some folk beliefs about us this far out. Well, demigods are indeed half-god, at least in a sense. But it's not quite how you think. I have two mortal parents, but Kylam chose me while I was still in my mother's womb and imbued me with a portion of his godhood. As is law in this land, when my mortal parents realized from my appearance that I was a demigoddess, they delivered me to the royal capital, and there I was raised alongside the other children of Kylam. The thing that I've realized is that while it of course makes sense that us demigods should have a good upbringing and comfortable life, this separation from mortals has led some of my siblings to become arrogant. There's a fine line between understanding that you're superior and flaunting it. That arrogance causes its share of problems. In this country, demigods are meant to be masters of ceremonies, guardians against supernatural threats, and symbols to admire and aspire to. But some of my siblings are overly harsh and unreasonable towards you mortals. A few even use their legal protection to steal or cause harm, knowing that most mortals won't retaliate for fear of being executed. All of this erodes trust and risks destroying our way of life. Thankfully, such practices are rare, but if they ever became common, then you mortals may decide that our guidance and protection are no longer worth it. If that should happen, then mortals and demigods alike will suffer. For that reason, I've resolved not to allow myself to slip into that trap. I plan to remain grounded and level-headed, and not demand more from mortals than is due to me. That is the reason that I called you to my litter. Conversations with mortals are valuable to me, as they help me understand how you think. And you in particular seem like you have some interesting things to say. False modesty seems to be popular among mortals. But you needn't bother with it around me. If I say that you have things worth saying, then you should simply agree with my judgment. Now, of course, This is hardly the setting for a lengthy conversation, especially as we move further and further away from your village. So, I will tell you what we will do. When we're finished here, one of my servants will take you back to the village, as I said. They will remain in the village while you make any and all preparations necessary for an extended vacation. When you are ready, they will take you to my palace. While you're staying at my palace, all of your needs will be accommodated for. Your only obligation is to come when I call for you. I will ask questions about any subject I want your opinion on, and you simply need to answer honestly. Yes, that's all. I don't know exactly how long I will require your services. No longer than a month or two, I expect. Yes, it is very sudden, I realize, but there should be no obstacles preventing you from coming. The command of a demigoddess is absolute, and my servants will dispel any doubts others may have. No one would dream of standing in your way, and at the end of your stay, you will be provided with compensation to make up for the interruption to your life. A respectable amount, don't you worry. And I have a standing offer for all of my visitors. If you are able to provide me with any sort of idea or insight that I find surprising and useful, then I will grant a reward of 10,000 gold coins. I'm not sure if you're well-versed in mathematics, so let me put it this way. With that kind of money, you wouldn't have to work another day in your life, so long as you aren't too extraordinarily wasteful. But of course, these promises of wealth are primarily to catch your attention and make the decision easier. In my opinion, the greatest thing you will gain from this experience is the opportunity to spend so much time in close proximity to a demigoddess. I anticipate that the knowledge you will glean from our conversations will be immensely useful to you in the future. Well, this may not be an offer so much as a command, but I am so glad you find the arrangement agreeable. In an ideal world, I think all commands would be desirable to follow, and I endeavor to make mine so. In any case, you may take as much time as you need to prepare, but I would prefer that you be finished and ready to leave within the week. I have other guests that I can speak with at the palace, but I'm especially eager to sit with you again. Ah, but before you go, take these. They're fine sweets, one of my favorites. I imagine that you haven't had the opportunity to try something like this before. Now, take care, mortal. I hope to see you again as soon as possible.